The Pentagon's lead agency for IT says it's long since realized that it no longer has the market power it once did to shape the technology landscape. And with the commercial marketplace now in the driver's seat, the military can't afford to let bureaucratic processes keep it behind the technology curve. Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins, DISA's director, says more agile acquisition is one of the agency's main focus areas for the coming year.
What I have asked the staff to do is to focus on us being able to pivot on delivering capability in short periods of time, rather than it taking us years to do it, rather than it's taking us long, if you will, 11 months to do it, we're going to be doing it in sprints.
Those sprints will have to come in a federal acquisition landscape that's often criticized as being poorly suited for IT. But like it or not, the regulations are what they are, says Dr. Jennifer Carter, DISA's acquisition executive.
There's a budget process that has its own pace. There's a contracts process that has its pace and a requirements process. And so one of the things we need to do is learn to be able to work within the existing processes that there are in government that we're not going to change rapidly, and then still be able to deliver those capabilities. That requires us to have a set of programs that have baselines that have the agility or the capability to be agile built into them.
Carter says that means giving program managers more flexibility in what capabilities they deliver through each cycle of an acquisition in case commercial capabilities don't deliver exactly the way they were envisioned on the first go-around, developing a centralized, repeatable strategy for multiple award contracts, and contract awards that are flexible enough so that work can be done as needs arise. The agency says vendors should expect to see more competition via task orders on existing contract vehicles rather than full and open competitions. But DISA also expects its award periods to last for shorter durations. Carter says the agency's recent award to manage mobile devices and its app store is an example. The contract was for 1 year with two option years.
Most of our approaches forward are probably going to be of that nature, right? We're trying to keep out ahead. We're trying to give opportunities to continue to enhance the tools that we have and bring on the next generation of tools. If we waited for a product to be mature and completely proven before we started the process to offer that as a capability, we would always be, again, behind the curve, buying our devices off eBay and because they're, they don't sell them on the, through the carrier anymore and things like that. We can't afford to be in that mode. So we have to move a little bit more into a risk environment where we're willing to accept products that are more cutting edge and to work with industry to get those to work for the DoD application components. But we really are trying to get out of this mode where something, gets evaluated as a, everybody's been using it for 5 years, so now it's great, we can bring it into DoD and we're sure it'll work, right? We really need to get into a mode where we're taking a little bit more risk and getting out ahead of that.
The agency says it's already begun steps to introduce flexibility into its contracts with industry. For example, it's using a capacity services model for capabilities in its worldwide computing centers, letting administrators quickly scale computing services up when it needs them and stop paying for them when it doesn't. Mark Orndorff, DISA's Program Executive Officer for Mission Assurance, says a recent blanket purchase agreement for cybersecurity services is another example.
We worked with Sharon Jones' office, and we found through a competition the three best small businesses in the cyber defense space. So we now have that basic contract, and all the upfront work that Dr. Carter was talking about is all done. The contract's in place. And now we can go to those three best in the business for that niche, that cyber defense niche, and turn around a task order in 2 weeks. It's just amazing where it would have taken 6 to 9 to sometimes even 12 months to do that same kind of task.
DISA officials say their accelerated acquisition goals involve accepting more risk. Risk that a given new capability won't meet DoD's needs as quickly as hoped, but also some cybersecurity risk. As Orndorff puts it, DISA will have the flexibility to accept risk in an informed way, in ways that it would not have considered in the past.
For missions that are more open to a higher level of risk acceptance. So under the mobility pilot that we have today, we're accepting more risk than we would have under previous constructs where you're looking to meet all of the security requirements on day one. We aren't meeting every security requirement perfectly, but we've got some informed risk decisions that say, let's go ahead and move out and use it in a limited way during this pilot while we continue to improve it. And we'll continue to press to make that or reduce the risk acceptance and then open up the operational use cases that the technology can be applied to.
On mobility in particular, DoD has decided to move ahead with a mobile device architecture that will let defense employees use iPhones and Android devices, even though it still hasn't determined exactly how users will authenticate themselves via two-factor authentication on the network. Orndorff says implementing PKI authentication is still a very high priority, but not high enough to keep those devices off of DoD networks.
The real answer is we're going to solve it as fast as we can solve it. What we've done is in the approvals that DISA provides to the department, we're documenting the risk factors and limitations. And then the local authorizing officials make local decisions as to whether for their specific mission and operational requirement, that risk is acceptable in their operational environment.
DISA officials say they've already had several successes in implementing agile IT acquisition practices. The challenge over the next year will be to institutionalize those lessons in a way that's applicable across the diverse array of products and services the agency buys on DoD's behalf. But Kathleen Miller, DISA's Director of Procurement, says it can be done.
The acquisition process is a very long process, and there are very many stakeholders in it that all have a role coming in different parts. The challenge we've always had, I mean, if you look, go all the way back to all the different think tanks and that talk about how to improve acquisition, we know how to improve acquisition. We just have to work together better. And that it's the people challenge that will continue to be a challenge. But I think here at DISA that we're all very driven to support the mission. It's one of the key things about DISA people.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.